题目是十字架永是我的荣耀。
Today I want to share something really important. It's that the cross is my glory.
记不记得上个主日我说给你们 homework， 你们有没有做？
Do you guys remember last week when I told you guys that you have some homework? Did you guys do it? Sometimes God uses the things of this world to reveal to us spiritual truths.
上个礼拜雪乔邀我去听一个音乐会。
Last week, Abraham invited me to go to a concert.
因为文琪不能去。
Because when she was unable to go.
他的学生的家长送他那个票在甘乃迪音乐中心。And、不去又很忤逆人家的好意，所以他邀我去。
That's because one of Abraham's students' parents gave him tickets to a concert at the Kennedy Center, and to not accept it and go seems like it seems to show a lack of appreciation.
哦，那个大提琴家，哇，那个技术实在是炉火纯青啊。
So we went and the musician on the cello, the way he played was just, you know, really
excellent.
Yeah.
然后那个伴奏是我们华裔的一个 lady.
And the
钢琴伴奏 pianist.
Oh, and the pianist was someone
Chinese lady. Yeah.我不是很懂音乐的人，可是我在那边听，在那边看，我觉得他们配合的实在很棒。
I'm not really familiar with the piece of music, but I felt that both of them, they played really well.
我跟学校说，哇，他们是怎么练成这样的
？And so I asked, you know, how did they, you know, practice to this point?
学校说，就是他们天天的事嘛。
So Abraham said, you know, they do it every day.
常常在做嘛。
They have to practice it a lot.
借这个是神提醒我的心。
And through this, God reminded my heart.
操练进前也是一个 practice, 对不对？
To exercise our godliness is also requires practice.
哦，如果我天天都在意这件事，就像那个大提琴家，那个就是他的专业。如果我天天在意这件事，天天去练习。
Now, if we really care about godliness and we practice it every day, we'll just be like that celloist, you know, practicing.
我们会得到今世跟来生的美好的应许。
So we will, if we do that, then we'll receive good things during our life here, but also in the future.
其实，在好几年前，主就提醒我。
Actually, many years, God reminded me.
你以前想要考上一个好的大学，想要得到你觉得更好的教育，你要有对人生有更好的了解，你就需要努力。
In the past, you know, the desire to go to a really good university, to have a better education, or to have a better understanding of the things of this world, you put in the effort.To work hard.
那个时候，我们的老师就帮助我们，你的时间要怎么运用？
And the teachers at the time, you know, they helped us, you know, to tell us how we should use our time.
一年前，我们还不到一年，我们九月初进入高三。 第二年的七月初就要大学联考，那个时候就老师就跟我们说，你要怎么用实践。
So in that last year of high school, when we're preparing to take the exam, you know, our teacher, you know, told us, you know, this is how you're supposed to use your time.
平时如暂时，到时候暂时就如平时。
So basically, you know, if you treat your ordinary days with the best of your
in the right way,
then later on, you know, the,
when you are in the
when you are in the right place, it is your every day.
Yeah, so, 那个时候真的我们就照着这样做。
So you know, we just listened to our teacher and followed her.
真的到联考的时候哈。 我跟我一个好朋友
So when it came time to the exam, you know, myself and a good friend,
我们可以是好像从容的去应试去考试。
So we felt really prepared taking this exam.
因为已经尽自己所能的去预备了，结果就只能我们那时候都讲一句话， do our best， 其他的就让上天去铺排了。
So we worked really hard, so, you know, when we came to the exam, all we could do was just to do our best, and the rest, you know, is just up to God.
几年前陈就提醒我，这个时候，往后的日子，你应该为了你的生命，你要比以前更加认真地去预备自己。
So recently, God's reminded me that similarly, in these last days, you should also prepare for your own spiritual life more so than when you did that for your education.
可是很奇怪的，我们为了我们地上的一个目的，我们会很认真的，对不对？
But oddly, you know, for the things of this world, sometimes we will be really diligent about.
因为达到那个目的。
To achieve that. End goal.
可是为了这个属灵生命的事，有些时候发现自己使不上力。
But for spiritual matters, sometimes we feel like we don't have enough power.
真的需要神的怜悯。
And so we really need God's mercy.
因为背后我们有一个对头。
Because in the back we actually have an enemy.
他不希望我们这样平平顺顺的就一直去操练进前很成功。
This enemy doesn't want us to, you know, peacefully and easily practice godliness.
还有我们有一个很顽强的己。
And we also have a really strong inner self.
常常我们不自觉的就冒出来，要来跟神相抗相争。
And oftentimes this self will try to, you know, come out and, you know, fight with God.
Yeah.
So the cross is very precious.
我们有一首诗歌，宣道诗100首，说我要赞美神的赎罪宝血，要赞美神十字架的大能。
So there is a hymn that we sing. It basically says that we're going to praise the blood which has purchased us. We're going to praise the cross, the great power of the cross.
对，主耶稣竟然来替我们受死。
Because Jesus, he came to die on our behalf.
来爱我们到底。
And he loved us to the very end.
所以我们赞美的题目永永远远 为主的宝血，为主的赎罪宝血赞美，永远不嫌多。为他十字架的大能，可以来灭绝我们这个己，永远不嫌多。
So that's why we, you know, glorify you know, what he did on the cross, that he, the great power of the cross and the blood that saves us, so that it's greater than, you know, our own self.
我曾经讲过见证，不晓得你们记不记得，在玛利亚姐妹会德国的那个施灵岳母他们那个团体，玛利亚姊妹会有一个 Claudia 姐妹。
So in England there is
Germany.
Oh, in Germany, sorry. In Germany there is a
Jesus group. 他们好像是修女。其实他们是基督徒。
Okay, so these nuns are actually Christians. There's a group of sisters, these nuns, and they're actually also Christians.
这个 Claudia 姐妹呢，她先进到这个团体，后来这个觉得纪律太严格了，她受不了，就跑掉了。
So there's a sister Claudia who, when she first went there, she felt, you know,it was too strict, and you know, she couldn't really take that environment, so she left.
可是去外面呢，她又没有办法，领受到那个生命的这个，怎么讲？她又没有办法使自己觉得自己活得更畅快，她还是需要主。很痛苦的，她又回到这个团体。
But when she left, and you know, she realized that, you know, out there, she was unable to really, you know, develop or have that relationship she felt she had, you know, within that group. So, she kind of begrudgingly went back.
施灵岳母不一定会接受，因为这个团体，她不一定会接受。你当时跑掉了，你现在又回来，就不合我们的规定。
But this this group, you know, they might feel like they might not allow her to come right back because, you know, she was there and then she ran off.
She broke the law.
So
broke their regulation.
In a way, she broke the rules.
那可是她实在是非常的desperate, 非常的没办法，她就求你们再给我一次机会，你可知道那个生命的主已经抓住了他的生命，他没有主，他是没有办法活得顺当的。
So you know, she was really desperate, so she came back and begged to, you know, to come back, to be able to come back. And reason was because, you know, she was at the point where God's life was in, you know.You know, she desperately needed God in her life.
那她又没有办法，好像没有办法来搞定她自己里面那个很难办的那个自己。
And she was unable to kind of be in control of her own personal
里边的 old self.
Her old self.
那所以他就跟施灵岳母求。
So she asked the one in charge of this this group to allow her to come back.
那施灵岳母到底是认识生命的人。
And the people there, you know, they do understand.
所以就接纳他再回来。再给他一次机会。
So they received her again.
那个时候，这个 Claudia 姐妹呢，她还是觉得她很难。那个，她就跟施灵岳母说：“你能不能，为我写一个祷告词？教我能够依靠这个祷告词向神求告，而使我得释放。”
But she was still going through some challenges, and so she asked, you know, the person there to help her write, you know, a prayer that she could pray to you know, use to ask God to help her.
那圣灵岳母就写了一个，要她写了一个祷告词，要她常常去赞美主的宝血。
And so this prayer that.Was written basically was to remind her to to always praise the power of the blood.
那他就常常几乎是天天这样子去赞美主的宝血。
So she spent, you know, almost every day to just praise, you know, the blood of Jesus.
后来这个 Claudia 姐妹不晓得经过多久，不晓得什么缘故，她得了一种病，后来就离开世界。
So over some time, we don't know how or what happened, but she developed a disease and she passed away.
可是当她离开世界之前，别人已经发现她的生命跟她赞美主的宝血之前已经大大的不一样。
But before she passed away, those who were around her noticed how differently how different she was, you know, between before she started, you know, practicing giving thanks to the blood of Jesus and, you know, afterwards.
因为她的见证是就是这样子，所以呢，他们就把它写成一个小册子。
Because of this testimony, they wrote it into a small booklet.
我是从那个小册子里面看到这个见证。
It was in this small booklet that I read this testimony.
那我们回头来看上个礼拜，我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's go back and read Romans chapter 6.
第五节到第八节。
Verses 5-8.
我们一起来读哈。
Let us read it together.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
第五节说与他联合。
In verse 5, it says that we're united with him.
这个与他联合就是他在你里面，你在他里面。
This united with him means that he is within us and we are within him.
于是他死，你也就死了。
So,
他活，你也就跟着活了。
So when he dies, we die too. But when he lives, we live as well.
那这个还是要弟兄姊妹去祷告主，在神面前，让圣灵把这个真理诠释在你的里面，而且让这个真理的话运行在你的里面，来调理我们这个人。
Now this requires, you know, us to pray about and meditate before God and ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand this truth so that it can shape us.
我们再回到罗马书第六章第二节。
And let's look back a little bit at the same chapter, chapter 6, verse 2.
他说我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
It says, we died to sin, how can we live in it any longer?
主耶稣背负我们的罪。
So Jesus, he bore our sin.
甚至替我们世人成为罪。
In fact, he became sin for us.
这两个层次 不全然一样哈，背负我们的罪跟成为替我们世人成为罪就是那一条铜蛇。
So these two things are are different. You know, one is he is bearing our sins, and another is he's become that sin, kind of like the bronze snake in the Old Testament.
啊，为了除掉我们的罪而死在十字架上。
And to get rid of our sin, he took upon it himself on the cross.
我们如果承认他如此的死，包括为我这样死。
So if we acknowledge his death and also the fact that he died for me, for us,
我就是在罪上死了的人。
Then we are also, dead to sin.
马可福音十六章十六节第一句话。
In Mark chapter
16
and verse 16,
他说信而受洗的必然得救。
It says that whoever is believes and is baptized will be saved.
这里边的信就是接受这个事实，进入这个事实。
So what this belief means is that one who receives the truth, but also, you know, lives out this truth.
如果我们接受耶稣替我死，我也进入这个事实，我在罪上死了。
So when we
believe, 我就得救了。
So when we believe that Jesus died for us, and we, you know, enter into this truth and make it a reality for ourselves, then it's as if we also died with Jesus, and we are also through that we are also saved.
弟兄姊妹，这件事不关乎我们的智商高不高，我们的头脑聪不聪明。
So brothers and sisters, this, you know, it does not require, it doesn't matter, you know, about our intelligence or our knowledge.
这纯粹跟我们的灵有关。
This has to do with our spirit.
那第六章第三第四第六章第三第四节。
So back in Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
It says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead,through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
对，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So basically, we were, you know, buried with him through baptism, and when Jesus was raised from the dead.That allows us to also live this new life.
Okay. 那我去年十一月我在台湾。
So last year in November, I was in Taiwan.
我因为有一件事，我就去台湾一个银行办事情。
Because of a particular matter, I went to the bank.
事情没有处理得很好。我记不记得我去台湾，然后又回来又回去，哈，所以银行就通知我，再回台湾的时候要去银行再去把事情办妥。
So, you know, I was, you know, trying to,
Go back to the bank again.
So, okay, so I was working on, I had to do something at the bank, and the process, you know, wasn't entirely smooth. So when I went back again to Taiwan, they asked me to go back.
他们就叫我去找一个蔡小姐，跟她把事情谈清楚。
So they told me to talk to someone to, you know, to get the problem addressed.
那这个蔡小姐呢，就在谈话里，她说，哦，你的家在美国。
So when we were, you know, having a conversation, you know, she said, oh, you know, you have a family in the U.S. or a house in the U.S.
啊，我就借这个机会就跟她做起见证，为什么我们会去美国。
So through that, I used it as an opportunity to to give a testimony.
嗯，我就跟他讲到有一位上帝的带领。
And I told her, you know, it was God who led us.
啊，我身边随时有那个福音桥的福音单张，我就送给他。
And I always bring with me the pamphlets to share the gospel.
就是这个里面的这个神带领我们去美国哈。
So I shared it with her and told her, you know, it's this God that is talked about here that led us to the U.S.
我就特别跟他讲到这个十字架，十字架的重点，福音的重点就是十字架。
So I just told her, you know, the main point about the gospel, which is the cross.
因为时间不是很多，那个时候那个银行都要关了，事实上已经关了。我时间不多，我就跟他说，我说蔡小姐，你如果能够在一生中越早认识主耶稣十字架的奥秘。
So there wasn't a lot of time. The bank was pretty much closed, so I wanted to quickly tell her, and I told her, you know, if in this life you could understand the mystery of the cross.
而且不仅是头脑明白而已，你让你的生命生活跟它有关联。
And not just to understand it in your mind and knowledge, but for your life to be connected to him.
你就会更明白，更活出你在地上生命的意义跟价值。
Then you will be able to live out your life with purpose.
但很多人都觉得去美国就是福啊。
Because many people's minds, you know, it's you know, being able to go to the U.S. that's already a blessing.
在我跟他谈话的一些过程里面，我让他知道说，更宝贵的福是我们的这个生命要跟天连接。
But I told her, you know, the biggest blessing, the most, the greatest thing is for our hearts, our spirits to have a relationship with the one in heaven.
虽然是跟他传福音才第一次、第二次，可是他好像很认真在听。
So even though, you know, it was the first time talking to her, she paid attention.
那一天呢，他就送我离开银行，因为门都关了，已经过了那个时间。
So she, you know, led me out of. So that day, she led me out of the bank because the bank was already closed.
圣诞节到了，我再去邀请他来参加我们12月22号的圣诞节庆祝会。
So near Christmas time, I invited her to come to our church's celebration.
那是一个礼拜六晚上。
It was a Saturday night.
他跟我说，哦，对不起，因为那天有事呢。
She told me, oh, sorry, you know, that day I have something planned.
我不能去。
So I can't go.
她说，不过我很喜欢听你讲的那个十字架的事。
But I really liked, you know, what you told me about the cross.
我跟她说，你可以去找那个祝福你，找到一个教会，仔细去明白十字架的奥秘。
And so I told her, you know, you can go find a church and to learn more about this mystery of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命最高的祝福离不开十字架。
So brothers and sisters, you know, the greatest blessings in our life cannot be anything else but the cross.
我们若不明白十字架跟我们的生命生活意味着什么，我们就还没有真正懂得这一份信仰的真谛。
So if we don't understand the place the cross has in our lives, then we still do not know what the focus of our faith is.
因为我们的生命不能够真正的被更新变化。
Because our life cannot be changed otherwise.
那个瞎眼的那个 Fanny Crosby。那个女诗人 Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby, who was a blind,
她记不记得有一首歌 十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。the chorus.
So yeah, so she wrote a song that basically says, you know, the cross, it is always my glory.
她活了95年，瞎眼的日子。
She lived 95 years, and the whole time she was alive, she was blind.
她的里面亮得很。
But within her,
心灵的眼睛很明亮。
But within her, her spiritual eyes were, you know,full of light.
她明白十字架，真正的进入十字架，她就会进入神的荣耀。
So she understood, you know, the importance of the cross, and how that leads us to God's glory.
你知道我们的神真的很爱我们。
So do you know, our God, He truly loves us.
他要把真正的福，真正的生命的荣耀给我们。
He wants to give us the true glory.
所以他需要让我们知道十字架这件事。
So he has to let us understand, the cross.
好，我们来看圣经有几节关于十字架的这个经文哈。第一处，哥林多前书一章十八节。
So let's read some scriptures about this cross. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
这几节经文呢，实在是是宝贵，我们要仔细的去领受它，好，让它进到我们的心里，甚至刻在我们的心板上。
So these scriptures are really precious, so let us, you know, meditate on it and let it enter into our hearts and let us, you know, write it onto our hearts.
一章十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Verse 18 says, For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
在世人的眼光，人分尊贵的、卑贱的。
So in the eyes of the world, you know, there are things that are great and there's things that are foolish.
聪明的，聪明的或者是愚拙的。
There are things that are wise and things that are foolish.
漂亮的或者是丑的。
Things that are beautiful or things that are ugly.
IQ 高的或者是低的。
People who have a high IQ and those with a low IQ.
受很好的教育的或者是比较没有受教育的。
Those who have a great education and those who don't.
这个都是外貌，神说这个都是外貌。
But these are just things on the outside.
看成功的或者是失败的。
You know, to see, you know, what's successful or what's a failure.
可是在神的眼光看，神看是两种人，一种人是灭亡的，一种是得救的。
But in God's eyes, there's only two things that He sees: those who are saved and those who are perishing.
世人怎么看我们，不是最重要的。
So how the world sees us is not important. Not the most important.
神怎么看我们才是重要的。
What is important is how God sees us.
耶稣曾经说，世人看为卑贱的，神却看为尊贵的。世人看为尊贵的，神却看为卑贱的。
So, you know, Jesus, he even said, you know, what the world sees as lowly, God sees as great.And what the world may see as great, God does not see so.
格里汉布道有一个很会唱歌的一个薛伯利，他唱了一首歌说，我宁愿有耶稣。
So there was
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, he
布道团，他的 crusade 里面有一个 singer.
So there's a singer who was part of Billy Graham's.
早期我们唱那首诗歌的时候，早期我们唱那首诗歌跟那个副歌 ，Let you be lucky， 好、哦，就说比我宁愿有耶稣，胜过我成为一个君王，却被罪恶捆绑。28就是我们的颂赞诗选。There is a song, I'd rather have Jesus.
Okay, so there's someone from this crusade, he wrote this song, or he was singing the song, and the song basically says that I'd rather have Jesus.
Than to be a king.
Than to be a king.
被罪恶捆绑。所以我现在看那些王公贵族，我不会羡慕他们。
So, you know, when I see, you know, all of the...
Royal families.
The royal families.
Princes.
You know, princes. And
所有这些人，我不会羡慕他。
I don't feel any envy.
他们不一定有我快乐。
You know, they might not be, you know, happier than I am.
我虽然破可怜，可是呢，我有主，他是无价之宝在我里面。
You know, I may be poor, but...I have the Lord, and He's the most precious.
Yeah, 所以十字架的道理，在灭亡的人觉得那是愚拙的。
So you know the truth of the cross, you know, to the world it seems foolish.
可是我们如果经历了十字架的大能，我们就得救了。
But if we're able to enter into the power of the cross, then we will be saved.
那第二句是哥罗西书一章二十节。
The second verse is Colossians, chapter 1, verse 20.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，这个就是指万有的主，天地的主。既然借着他，记着耶稣在十字架上所流的血。成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都跟自己和好了。
It says, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上所流的血，使这个堕落的天地。因着耶稣的血，使这一位天地的主可以跟着万有和好。
So Jesus, you know, he died on the cross. He shed his blood so that there could be peace and reconciliation between God and all things on earth and in heaven.
这是他是耶稣成就的功劳。
And so this is the work of what Jesus did.
那下面这一句就是我怎么样跟耶稣，进入他为我成就的这个救赎之功。
And the following verse is what, you know, what our response is to what God did.
这是我们志刚常常在祷告、常常在讲的《加拉太书》第二章二十节。
So this verse is in Galatians, chapter 2, verses 2.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。弟兄姊妹，记得这个话。我已经与基督同钉十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So I've already died with Christ.
他在我里面，我在他里面，我们联合。他在十字架上被钉，我也被钉。
So I dwell in him and he dwells in me. And so when he is crucified to the cross, I'm also crucified with him.
那刚罗马书讲的是罪身灭绝。
But in Romans it talks about how we are, you know, dead to sin.
我们算自己是死了。
So we count ourselves as dead.
圣灵就让这件事就这个就是圣灵致使我们的救人。
So this is the work of the Holy Spirit to put to death our old selves.
为什么说我们怎么进入神的爱，歇自己的功，就是不让你的己活，当我们死的时候就不再有任何动静了。
So this is how we enter into God's peace, is by dying to ourselves, not relying on our own works.
让圣灵在我们里面使基督活过来。
And to allow the Holy Spirit to come into us, to allow us to be born again.
所以在罗马书第六章十一节说，像罪，你们看自己是死的。
That's why in Romans it tells us that we should count ourselves dead to sin.
过去你怎么坏，你不看那个，已经死了。
So no matter how bad you were in the past, you know, do not look at it anymore because you are already dead.
你如果认定他是死了，就不让他动。
So if you, you know, look at your old self as dead, then you will not let it live.
可是他说，向着神。在基督耶稣里，你们是活的。
But you know, when we turn ourselves to God, we're counted as alive in Him.
我们刚刚不是说，我们若在死的形状上跟他联合
？So what we just read is that you know, if we are also crucified, if we're united with Him,
我们就必在他复活的形状上跟他联合。
If we're united with him in death, then we will also be united with him in his resurrection.
这是真理。
So this is the truth.
求圣灵把我们带进这个真理。
And may the Holy Spirit bring us into this truth.
不要让我们的老自己在那边活。
To not let our old selves continue to live.
你要对他说你已经死了。
We have to say to our old selves that it is dead.
当天人在我们里边交战的时候
So in our flesh, when we have these
fighting against the God,
yeah, when we have this battle within our flesh,
我们要宣告我们的肉体是要跟基督只就他只配跟基督同钉十字架
So we have to proclaim that our old selves is already.You know, it's crucified with Christ on the cross.
但是基督的生命美德是有潜能可以从我们里面活出来的。
But the life of Jesus, it has power and can, you know, be lived through within us.
就是按着神的时候。
If we follow according to God,
我们是可以活出基督的生命跟美德的。
Then we can live out the life of Christ.
那这样子的事情常常在进行，不止一次。耶稣说要天天时时的进行。
But you know this, this isn't just a one-time event. This is something we have to do every day.
不是我们决志信主的时候哦一次，而是。所以耶稣在路加福音第九章二十三节，耶稣这样说：耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。Luke chapter 9, verse 23.
So this is why in Luke chapter 9, verses 23, Jesus says, that if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
耶稣背起他的十字架去到加略山去做什么？去被钉在十字架上。
So Jesus, you know, when he carried his cross to Calvary, it was for him to be crucified.
所以我们如果天天背起他给我们的十字架跟随他，就是要让我们的脊背钉在十字架上。
So for us to carry our own crosses every day, that means that, you know, we are crucifying our old self.
弟兄姊妹，听起来很可怕，经历过的人就知道荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, it may sound a bit scary, but for those of us who have experienced this, we know it leads to glory.
如果我们蒙了神的怜悯，曾有那么一次被带进十字架的这个实际，而经历了他的荣耀，我们就会知道说，哇，神让我背十字架，被钉十字架，是爱，不是神，不是神厌恶我，是神爱我。
So if we have the mercy of God and His grace to understand the cross and be able to, you know, die to ourselves, to crucify ourselves, and understand that, then, you know, we'll realize that God is leading us there out of love.
所以在保罗的心里，他那么伟大的传福音的使者，他讲了两句话，下面这两句，哥林多前书二章二节，因为他经历到了基督的复活，所以他就讲这件事，他说我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，什么都不重要，最重要的，他传福音的主题，他生命的主题就是什么？只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So this is why, you know, Paul, he understood it so well. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2, he says, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗要看的就是瞻仰这一位基督，这一位创世之前就被立的基督，那么荣美的基督，他就是这位天地的主所要量给我们的生命的荣耀。
So Paul, he knew that, you know, the only thing he could glorify and to proclaim is Jesus Christ and his crucifixion, because, you know, that, you know, leads to understanding of God's glory.
神要把耶稣基督给我们，他是神给我们的最宝贵的礼物。
And because God wants to give Jesus to us, and Jesus is the most precious gift.
我永远不会忘记，以前带领我们的那个老教师，荣教师。
So I'll never forget.
他连续两三年，至少两年，可能是三年，他给我们的同工每个人的生日。他都记得我们同工的每个人的生日，生日的时候他会给我们一张卡片，以前都是放200块台币，要我们去买一点我们喜欢的生日礼物，然后我们最宝贵的是他在卡片里面的一句经节，他都是会仰望主给我们什么经节。
So I always remember how Sister Pearl Young, when we were in Taiwan, and she would remember everyone's birthday, and on everyone's birthday she would give us 200 Taiwanese dollars to go buy something that we liked, and she would write a scripture along with it.
至少两年，可能是三年，我记得很清楚，就是哥罗西书第二章。
So one of these verses that she wrote was from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体 的居住在基督里面。
Verse 9 says, For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form.
就是这一节，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
So it's this verse that says that in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
那下面第十节他就接着解释这一节，第十节。你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And verse 10 kind of expands upon verse 9 and says, And you have been given fullness in Christ.
11节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼。
And in verse 11 it says, In him you were also circumcised, but not with the circumcision done by the hands of men.
乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
But it's the circumcision done by Christ that allows you to put off the sinful nature.
那多么的宝贵，耶稣基督。
So this is truly precious.
如果我一直信他，仰望他，信到他的里面去，基督成为我的，我住在基督里，他的所有的丰盛我会按着时候可以领受到，他的洁净。会按的时候经验到。
So if we're able to, you know, dwell in Christ and have Christ dwell in us and be able to experience this truth, then we'll be able to receive this fullness of Christ at the right time and we'll be able to receive this blessing.
所以保罗说，我一生的主题，就只要知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
That's why for Paul he said that.For him, his mission is only to proclaim Christ and him, Christ crucified.
为什么？因为基督要给我们，就我们里面不能有拦阻。十字架就是清除这些拦阻。
For Christ to come into us, we can't have any obstacles. And the purpose of the cross is to remove these obstacles.
你加拉太书第六章十四节。保罗这样讲。
So in Galatians chapter
6
verse 4, Paul says, 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
It says, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
我跟世界没关联了。
So I'm dead to the world.
我不属乎世界。
And I do not belong to the world.
我不属乎自己。
And I don't belong to myself.
我只属乎耶稣基督。
But I only belong to Jesus Christ.
保罗说，耶稣基督的十字架成全这个工作，这是我在主里可夸的，其他都没有什么可夸的。
And what Paul is saying is that Jesus Christ has fulfilled this work, so I can only boast in the cross.
我求主让这些宝贵的圣言运行在我的里面。
So I pray that these scriptures can be at work in my own life.
能够使我进到这些话里边所讲的那个实质。
So that I can enter into the reality of these truths.
就有点像耶稣在世的时候跟门徒讲的。我们来看一下约翰福音十六章十三节。
So just like what Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 16.
耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来了。这时候耶稣已经快要被钉十字架，在往那个克西马尼园的那个路上。他这样讲，他说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白。明白的原文就是进入一切的真理。
In verse 13, he says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth."
对，现在真理的圣灵已经在我们的里面。
So right now we have the Spirit of truth.
我们第一次领受十字架救恩的时候，圣灵已经在我们里面了。
From the moment we first believed in the power of the cross and his salvation, the Holy Spirit is within us.
我们一次又一次向着神顺服他，否定自己，顺服他，圣灵就更多赐给我们。
And so after that, every time we deny ourselves and we follow the Holy Spirit, more of the Holy Spirit is given to us.
这是使徒行传第五章三十二节，神借着彼得做的见证。
So this is the testimony that Peter gave in Acts chapter 5.
那边说圣灵赐给顺从他的人。
And there it says that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him.
所以如果我们愿意，而且也真实的来求告他。
So if we're willing and we really call out to God,
圣灵一定会赐给我们。
Then the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
圣灵一定会使我们复兴。
And the Spirit, Holy Spirit will cause a revival within us.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励，好不好？
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another.
我们愿我们来像那个大提琴家这样子，很认真的来操练。
Let us be like that celloist who diligently practiced.
很在意的来操练。
Who really cared, put in the effort.
当耶稣基督临到我们的时候。
So, because when Jesus, His Spirit comes upon us,
他成为我们生命的活水泉。
He becomes this fountain of life.
他成为我们喜乐的泉源。
He becomes the source of our joy.
他成为我们平安的江河。
He becomes this river of peace.
他成为我们爱的之江，爱的波涛。
He becomes our love.
我们的需要。还有智慧的泉源。
He also becomes our wisdom.
我们在地上非常需要这个，对不对？
And we all need these.
所以最后我们彼此勉励，罗马书第六章。
So let's continue to encourage each other. Let's also read.
十二节，十三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 13.
我在四十多年前在一次聚会里面，那个传道人我还记得他的名字，他已经被主接去了。他就用这个经节鼓励我们把自己献给神。
So 40 years ago, I remember a missionary who spoke of these two verses to encourage us to give our lives to God.
十二节，十三节。
Verse 12 and verse 13.
当我照着这样子的把自己再一次奉献给神的时候，圣灵如江河临到我。
When I use these two verses and to give my and dedicate my life to God, I was able to receive, this power from God.
十二节、十三节，我们一起来读。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God.As those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness.
那个讲员在黑板上写两行字，大概是这样：不容罪在身上作王。
This missionary she wrote two phrases on a chalkboard at the time. The first one was to not let sin reign in your life.
那个时候圣灵跟我启示，那个罪就是偏行己路。
And at a time, God gave me the revelation that what sin means is to go astray and follow our own path.
就是按着我的意思行。
So it's to go on our own ways.
Have my own way. 按着我的意思行。不论这个形式在人看来是多好，只要是我偏行己路，那就是罪。
So it doesn't matter whether to the world these actions or deeds seem good or not, as long as we are following our own way, that's sin.
那另外一句话就是献肢体给神做义的器具。
And the second one was to offer our body as instruments of righteousness.
我们把自己献给神，我们是神义的器具。
So what we're doing is we're offering ourselves to God and we've become this instrument of righteousness.
所以我们拒绝黑暗，拒绝不义，来到我们的里面。
So we reject evil and darkness. We refuse to let it come into us.
这样罪必不能做我们的主。
So that sin cannot be, cannot reign in our lives.
我们如果真的把自己这样献上，
So if we really offer ourselves up in this manner,
效法我们的信心的祖宗亚伯拉罕，常常在这件事上求告主，来成全我们心中所羡慕的良善。
So just like, and if we follow in the footsteps of, you know, Abraham, and how, you know, we seek God.
Call upon God.
We call upon God
to help us.
To help us.
罪就必不能做我们的主。
Then sin cannot be Lord in our lives.
因为主耶稣已经除掉他了。
Because Jesus already got rid of it.
我们就会像罗马书第五章二十一节后半段那边讲的。
So then we'll just be like in Romans chapter 6 in the second half. Which chapter?
Yeah. Chapter 5.
Oh, chapter 5.
Verse 21.
Verse 21, the second
part. The later
half.
Part, yeah, second part. 照样神的恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
It says, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Ah. 对不起，我今天时间又拖了一点点。如果我们让基督在我们生命中作王，
so if we let Jesus reign in us,
我们去行义，
and we live in righteousness,
圣灵必使我们这个人越来越被磨成耶稣基督的样式。
The Holy Spirit will more and more shape us into Christ likeness.
我们今天唱歌唱说阿爸父啊阿爸父啊求你来洁净我使我灵得自由。
Today we were singing Abba, Abba Father, please cleanse us so that we can be free.
我们要不要跟他说主啊愿你阿爸父愿你爱我而舍下你独生爱子的爱。主耶稣，愿你爱我，而把你自己牺牲掉的这个爱，来感动我。
Can we also pray, Abba Father, you know, use the same love that you had to send your own son down to die for us, the same love that Jesus had, when he came to die on the cross for us. Let that love and understanding of this love change us.
求你这爱感动我。
May this love move us.
让我愿意也来爱你。
So that we can also love you.
而且按着你所喜悦的来信靠顺服你。
And to follow according to things that, that please you and to do those things.
我们彼此勉励好吗？
Let us encourage one another.
好，我今天就讲到这里。哦、oh, ，我有把，因为我这个是克安通哈，克安通他写的他的一个 专门的脸书上的话，那就是鼓励我们要天天向着自己的老我死去。我已经把这个东西转到这个 GGC 的这个 line， 你们可以去看，好，非常宝贵的一个信息。他说，基督的宝血为我们打开了一扇神同在的门，那我们需要借着天天向着自己死，让这个门一直的敞开。好。
Okay, so there, yeah, so there's a message from Anton Cruz, and I shared it with, you know, our church group on the Line Message app. But basically, it's telling us that, you know, we need to die to ourselves daily so that we can keep open the
door.
Yeah, keep the door open between our relationship.
God will be with us all the time.
So that God can always be with us.
Okay, bye bye. 讲完了。